they were moving Calvin Johnson in on to force that matchup. Is that something you expected going in, and how do you think you fared?
I mean, we kind of expected that. We kind of expected him to do that, but mainly when we was watching tape, he was running all verts every time he was in the two hole. So then I guess that was their game plan to run those little follows. And he's so huge, man. Y'all seen how big he just bodied me, man. So, I mean, he's a great player.
Between Johnson and Sheffer, he had a lot of big guys on you. Have you ever dealt with anything like that before?
I mean, that was definitely the biggest team I've ever played against. They definitely know how to use their size well. I mean, that coach just put a great team together.
Chris, how frustrating, I mean, just to see what happened and to experience that.
I mean, we've been working so hard and practicing really hard, and we felt like we had a pretty good game plan going in. And I mean, it's always discouraging when the results don't come out the way we like it. But I mean, that's what I like about the NFL. You get another week to prove yourself. So we try to bounce back this week.
Is there a danger of finger pointing starting in the locker room at all?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I mean, if we're pointing a finger, I would point it at ourselves. And that's the only thing we could do is just try to get better and try to help our teammates get better and just continue to be positive, because we don't need any cancer on this team, and Coach definitely doesn't want any cancer on the team. So, I mean, it's just not good for the team.
What did you see differently on tape today that maybe you missed yesterday?
Just little things, man. We had a little blown coverage. We play solid. We take away those explosive plays, and I mean, that's one thing I noticed today, man. Is just we gotta every snap, man. Those good teams, they don't have a lot of explosive plays, and that's what we gotta stop.